AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Russian President Vladimir Putin says he and Turkey's president are trying to broker a new round of Syria peace talks in Kazakhstan. Putin spoke in Tokyo, where he's meeting with Japanese leaders. The Obama administration is suggesting that Putin personally authorized the hacking of Democratic officials' email accounts in the run-up to the U.S. presidential election and said it was fact that such actions helped Donald Trump's campaign. President Obama, in an NPR interview, said the U.S. will respond to the hack.
I think there is no doubt that when any foreign government tries to impact the integrity of our elections, that we need to take action, and we will, at a time and place of our own choosing.
A police officer has been shot and critically wounded while responding to a call that a man had been shot in Mount Vernon, Washington, about 60 miles north of Seattle. State Patrol Sergeant Keith Leary says the suspect is barricaded in a home with hostages and firing at officers.
If nothing else, let's get those folks out of the house and, and himself and bring this to a close.
Officials have told residents in outlying parts of Corpus Christi, Texas, that they can resume using tap water. They are not affected by the harmful chemical from an industrial plant that leaked into the water. But residents demonstrated over their frustration with the inconvenience.
It is a service that the city is supposed to be providing, yet whenever these kind of issues come up, as individuals, we have to bear the burden.
Isabella Riza speaking to KZTV. The leak has forced school closures, disrupted commerce, and caused a run on bottled water. Low temperatures and high winds have put the northeastern U.S. in a deep freeze. Dangerous wind chills of 20 to 30 below in parts of the region will make for some crippling conditions on Friday. This is AP Radio News. A soldier who helped end the senseless slaughter of men, women, and children at My Lai during the Vietnam War has died in Georgia at the age of 67.
Helicopter gunner Lawrence Colburn covered the pilot of his Huey, who persuaded members of Charlie Company to stop shooting hundreds of unarmed villagers. In a March 1998 interview, Colburn said the top priority of soldiers is to protect civilians, not kill them.
I'd like to quote General Douglas MacArthur, "The soldier, be he friend or foe, is charged with the protection of the weak and the unarmed. It's his very existence for being."
The pilot of Colburn's helicopter was killed 3 weeks later. I'm Ross Simpson.
Obituaries also include Craig Sager, the beloved TNT broadcaster, who stayed publicly upbeat during his battle with leukemia. Sager's passing brought out condolences from every corner of the NBA. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.